I'll find the true answer.
现在我们开始了。Whom did Christ die for? The elect or the whole world? 基督是为谁死的？
Whom did Christ die for?
是为选民死的呢？
Is it for the elect?
或者为普天下的人死？
Or for all in the world?
如果说从原罪论来看，
If we look at the doctrine of origin sin,
耶稣基督的死可以担当全世界的罪。
The death of Jesus Christ will be for all the sins of the world.
这个叫做 efficient for all.
It is efficient for all.
但是呢，另外一条就是 sufficient for all, but efficient for elects.
另外一个就是
你翻译英文。
你讲的是英文吧？
没有，我说另外一个是，他说另外一个是，你没有翻译。
Now you know how difficult it is.
他做的是 computer 做不来的。所以另外一方面来说
On the other hand
在英文有两句就 sufficient for all but efficient for the elect
就是给所有的人都是足够的但是对某些人是有效的
基督死的效能是够拯救全世界的
The effectiveness is enough for all of the world
但是呢真正领受救恩一处的是被拣选悔改归主的人
But only the elect who has repented and returned back to God will receive the
effect. 所以马太福音第一章说，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 1 says, you are to name him Jesus, for he shall bring his people out from sin.
基督成了我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
这些呢，我们就是蒙拣选的人。
And this us belongs to those who are elected.
那么在我们不知道还有多少人会得救以前
Before we know how many more people will be saved.
我们知道我们的主的救赎能力可以够全世界的使用
We know that the power of his salvation is sufficient for all.
所以我们到普天下去对万民传福音
That is why we will preach the gospel to all people.
那么一呼召的时候就变成一个普遍呼召
And we have an overall General call in our call.
普遍呼召是给每一个人的。
It is for everyone.
但是不是每一个人都回应普遍呼召呢
？But would everyone respond to this call?
不是。
No.
所以呢，在以赛亚书第65章告诉我们。
Isaiah 65 says,
素来没有访问我的。
Those who people do not come and look for me.
从来没有认识我的。
There are no one who once know me.
对他们说，我在这里，我在这里。
But I say to them, here I am, here I am.
在66章又说
，In chapter 66,
我终日呼召他们，他们不回应。
The Lord said, I called them all day long, but they did not respond.
所以普遍呼召已经临到很多人。
Therefore, the general and overall call is upon all.
听过福音的人比接受福音的人多很多。
There are a lot more people who have heard the gospel than people who have accepted it.
这个听福音的人就听见了普遍呼召。
People who have heard the gospel heard the general call.
真正领受福音的人，他就领受了特殊的呼召。
But those who actually accepted the gospel would accept the special calling.
这是选民。
These are the elect.
在圣经提到上帝愿意万人得救的时候。
But when the Bible says that God is willing that all be saved,
很多人就把这个万人解释成全世界的人。
Many people think that it means all in the world.
上帝要全世界都信主。
That God wants all in the world to believe.
今天的新加坡信主的人有多少
？But how many people in Singapore believe?
今天的台湾只有2%。
In Taiwan is 2%.
今天的泰国是大概5%。
In Thailand is 0.5%.
今天的日本可能是1/1%。
In Japan, perhaps 1,000 of
them. 如果你说上帝要万人的救，是所有的人，上帝都要他的救的话
，If you interpret this as God wanting all to be saved,
你就要接受一个事实
，Then you have to accept one fact.
上帝所愿意的很多是不能成就。
There are a lot of things that God will cannot come true.
上帝心中愿意达到的，永远达不到。
There are many things that He wants in His heart cannot be accomplished.
所以，这样一个上帝一定是一个无能的上帝。
And this would be an important God.
因为他达到的是他愿望中间的，好像可能1/5、1/2，或者是很少的一个比例。
Because only perhaps a portion of His will can be truly done.
所以我们从整个圣经的思想来看
，from the entire thought process of the Bible,
上帝所定的，他一定要成就。
Things that God has said must come true.
耶和华的热心必成全这事。
The fervency of the Lord Jehovah will accomplish this thing.
得救的呢是按照上帝的旨意所喜悦。
And those who are saved are pleased by God based on His will.
所以上帝愿意万人得救，就不能解释成所有的人他都愿意他得救。
Therefore, when we say that God is willing that all be saved, we cannot interpret it as all people.
因为万能这个字
the word all,
在圣经里面有几种不同的解释法
have many different explanations in the Bible.
比如说
for example,
当奥古斯都做王的时候
when Augustus was king,
那这个他是这个整个这个罗马帝国的第一个皇帝
he was the first king in the Roman Empire.
他是 emperor. 所以呢他就吩咐天下所有的人都要报名上车
and he gave a command that all must be registered.
这里的 all 是指罗马帝国里面所有的人
but here it refers to all in the Roman Empire.
当时的中国是汉朝时代
in China it was the Han Dynasty.
汉朝时代也叫所有的人都要报名上车没有
there is no such thing as registration back then.
所以圣经提到的 all 不等于每一个人
Therefore, when the word all appears, it doesn't refer to all people.
第二个例子
Second example.
耶稣说人子被高举起来的时候就吸引万人归向他
Jesus Christ said, when the Son of Man is lifted up, all will come to him.
这个万人又不是指着耶稣定时的叫全世界人自动得救没有这个事情
But it doesn't refer to all automatically being saved.
所以这一次用 all 又不是指所有的人
Again, this all does not refer to everyone.
第三个例子
The third example
耶稣基督他呢这一个是为普天下的人而死
We say Jesus Christ died for all in the world
那这个是在约翰一书第二章的
First John chapter 2
那这里的死在这里的所有的人不是所有的人都得救
But here it does not refer to all will be saved
所以圣经里面的 all 你不能解释就是所有的人叫做 all
Therefore, the interpretation cannot be numerically all.
所以当回到他眼里万人得救，你就不可以解释，就是指所有的人都会得救。
You cannot interpret simply that every single one will be saved.
不但如此
，Not only that.
罗马书五章十二节以后的经文
，The verses after Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
那是因为一个人犯罪，罪就进到世界，因为众人都犯了罪。
Sin entered into the world through one man because all have sinned.
那里的万人，那里的所有的人，那里的众人，也不是，乃是真正所有的人。
But here the interpretation is truly all in numerical sense.
全世界人都犯罪。
The whole world has sinned.
接下去，因为义的缘故，那么全所有的人都因一个人称义了。
But because of righteousness, all become righteous because of one man.
因一人死，全世界都死了。
The whole world died because of one man.
因一人复活，全世界所有的人都称义了。
But because of one man who is righteous, all are become righteous.
第一季是所有，是指所有。
But the first one is numerically all.
第二季的所有是指在基督里面的人所有。
But the second one refers to those who are in Christ.
同样，一个名词解释法有不同的层次。
So you here see the first, the same term have different explanation.
我相信有很多人解经太随便了。
I think a lot of people would interpret the Bible haphazardly.
他一听到，一听到 all， 这就是所有的，就是所有的。
When they see the word all， they declare everyone numerically.
这是很危险的事情。
This is a dangerous thing to do.
你对恩情神学有什么看法？
Yeah.
我不知道你的恩情神学是从哪里来的名词。
我也不知道。
哎，英文是什么？他也不知道，我也不知道，所以你很深，我不懂。所以你讲清楚一点，我再。好好去研究离过婚的人再去结婚怎么办是有罪吗
When a divorcee gets remarried is this sin
我很难这么讲
It is difficult to answer
因为他从前为什么离婚我不知道
Because I do not know the circumstances leading to the divorce
离婚的人可以不可以再结婚了
Can a divorcee remarry
有一句话我们要注意
We need to take note of one word
与其一伙攻心不如嫁娶为妙
It is better to marry than burn in lust.
比如是一个男人
For example, a man
从前结婚
may have been married
感情破裂
and then have problems
也两个人离婚了
and then divorce
因为他没有办法过独身的生活
But he cannot live a single life
所以他一定要沾花惹草
So he need to go visit different prostitutes
这样的生活是很不好的
This is of course a bad life
所以宁可他再好好结婚
So it is good that he may remarry
重新建立家庭
to rebuild a life
安定下来
And to settle down.
那如果他再结婚的话
If he remarried,
就表示了他曾经做过了两个女人的丈夫
It means that he had been husband to two women
那么这个人是不是可以做这事呢
Can he then be a deacon?
那这个还要再考虑
You got to think
through 因为他是离了婚以后再结的
Because he remarried after a divorce
跟他离婚的人是他没有信主以前发生的事情呢
Is this divorce something that happened when he was a non-believer?
或者是结婚已经信主又才发生的事又不一样。
And it is different from a believer getting a divorce.
所以如果有一个人太太不信，要跟他离婚，圣经说不信的要离去，就让他去吧。
The Bible says if the non-believing spouse want to leave, then they should go.
除非你尽可能用各样的办法忍耐、等候、宽容，盼望他不跟你离开。
But you try your best to hope and pray for the person, hopefully that he will not leave.
你这种坚持可以感动他，以至于结果不成离婚，那是好的事情。
And it will be good that your perseverance will convert the other person.
但如果他一定要去，你没有办法，你不能勉强有非基督徒做你一定要逼他做的事情。
But if a non-believing spouse insists in leaving, then you have no choice.
但是基督徒不可以提出离婚。
But Christians should not initiate the divorce.
基督徒我们要用各样的忍耐，把我们所定的已经结婚的事情成就到。
With long suffering, we need to be fulfill our covenant in marriage.
但有的女人就因为你是基督徒，你不会跟我离婚，她就故意同你捣蛋。
But some women or men would think that because you are a Christian and you won't divorce me, so they will keep promise.
非基督徒抓到基督徒有一些律法或者一些真理的约束，他们就借着这个来捉弄基督徒。
This is what some non-Christians would do because they know that this is a case, so they give trouble because of that.
他把你遵行义务，你遵行律法，当作是他的武器，他的把柄。
They use the fact that you are going to fulfill the Bible's obligation as a weapon against you.
美国发生过一件事情。
In America, something once happened.
有一个牧师娶了很漂亮的太太，但这个太太没有灵性。
There was a pastor that married a very beautiful woman who has very lousy spirituality.
这个女的乱来一场。
And she just let
a cat lie. 也不怕，因为她说你是牧师，你一定不敢捉弄我，你也不敢离婚。
She was not afraid of the husband because she thought that he will not divorce her.
越来越厉害，她的丈夫给她弄得完全没有办法。
And the husband was couldn't know what to do.
有一天，这个丈夫突然间讲一句话。
But one day, suddenly the husband said,
我要跟你离婚。
I will divorce you.
我不要再做牧师了。
And I will not be a pastor
anymore. 因为你弄我弄得太辛苦。
Because this life is very difficult.
他讲了这句话，那个太太吓了一跳，原来他的武器没有了。
After she said that, the wife got afraid because the weapon disappeared.
从那个时候才比较听话。
And then she became more obedient.
这个是表示人很可恶。
It means that we are quite evil.
他知道你基督徒要爱心，他就故意弄，给你有爱心的机会吗？
Because you are a Christian, you need to be loving, so they create opportunity.
台北有一个礼拜堂建的时候，他们偷工减料，他们想基督徒一定有爱心，不敢捉弄他们。
In Taipei, when they built a church building, the building was built haphazardly because it's a Christian building.
后来有一个牧师很凶的说：“你再偷工减料，我就把你告上去。”
And the pastor threatened to sue the construction worker.
你不要以为基督徒是有爱心，可以随便跟你欺负。
And don't think that Christians can be bullied.
后来他们就开始软下来。
And then they just turn around.
所以人与人之间的应当彼此尊重。
We need to respect each other in interpersonal relationship.
特别婚姻的事情是两个人很神圣的终身立约的事情。
Especially in the matter of marriage, it is a sacred covenant for life.
所以基督徒一定不要随便为了美丽而结婚，放弃信仰的原则。
And so Christians need to be careful not to marry because of physical beauty, and you give up your principles in the faith.
你结婚的时候是在神面前立约。
When you get married, you are making a covenant before God.
这是神圣的。
It is sacred.
所以我们一定要遵守我们婚约，在神面前尽忠到死。
Before the Lord, we need to be faithful to our covenant made before God till death.
有一些人离了婚以后，他再结婚，就过了一个很这个幸福、很和谐的生活。
Some people after they get divorced in remarriage, they live a very good and blessed life.
我们为他感谢主。
We need to give thanks to God for
但是呢，这应当知道这不是最好的。
But we need to acknowledge that this is not the best situation.
如果我们把这些当作是神的许可，是最好的。每个人这么做，世界不是大乱了吗？
Because if we think that this is something that the Lord is pleased with, then everything will go into a mess.
所以圣经说人人都当尊重婚姻。
That's why the Bible says we must all respect marriage.
请问唐牧师一次得救是否永远得救呢？
Dr. Tong, is it true that once saved, always saved?
如果真正得救，那就是永远得救了。
If you are truly saved, then yes, you will be saved forever. 如果
不是真正得救，得救几百次都不得救的。
If you are not truly saved, doesn't matter how many times you make a decision.
那就是我怎么知道是真正得救或者不真正得救呢？
Then the natural question is, how then would I know?
请问你观念中间的得救是什么？
The question is, what is your concept of salvation?
我接受信主。
I raise my hand to believe.
我就到前头来接受主。
Or I come forward in the altar call.
我受洗加入教会，这个叫得救吗
？I get baptized and join the church.
这就不一定了。
This may not be the case.
真正的得救是神的生命进到你里面，你被圣灵重生，成为基督身体里面的一部分。
True salvation comes when the life of God goes into you, that you are reborn again by the Holy Spirit.
真正圣灵重生，真正悔改归向主的人，他因为神的生命是永远的，他是没有灭亡的可能。
When a person truly repents and the life of God is in him, because God is eternal, he too will be eternal.
那些外表，这个加入教会有别的动机而没有真正领受基督赦罪之恩、重生圣灵的工作的人，他不是永远得救。
But those who just joined the church for the sake of joining the church without true generation by the power of the Holy Spirit is not saved.
如果上帝真正能满足人一切的需要，谁告诉你上帝要满足你的需要？上帝要你满足他造你的目的，不是满足你的需要。
The question is, if God truly can fulfill all our needs, that is wrong.
有很多人把上帝的万能当作攻击上帝的题目。
Many people attack God by the fact that God is omnipotent.
你既然是万能的，
since you are almighty,
你一定要养我的病，我才相信。
Surely you must heal me, then I will believe you.
我告诉你，下地狱好了。
You can go to hell.
天堂没有你，不会太孤单。
The heaven will not be less lonely.
上帝没有欠你账。
God did not owe us anything.
所以你病去死好了。
So you should die.
上帝，你全能的医好我。
He said, God, you are almighty, heal me.
你的病可能是因为你犯奸淫了。
You may be sick because you committed adultery.
所以你的病可能就是上帝给你审判。
Perhaps it's a judgment from God.
我们不能用神是全能，你就欠我这么多，欠我那一定要什么都做到我满意。你是谁？
We cannot demand all from God because He's Almighty.
你不过是个罪人，有一天要受审判，永永远远离开天父的面。
We are just a sinner that will be judged and separated from Him forever.
所以从你的问题第一句就知道你的灵性很不好。
So the first sentence shows your spirituality.
为什么大部分牧师仍然追求世俗的名利呢？
The question follows, why would pastors go after the things of the world?
不一定大部分牧师，你认识几个牧师？
But how many pastors do you know?
有一次我一个同学说，在台上讲道，很多牧师失败，很多神的仆人跌倒。
Once a student of mine preached and said many pastors fell.
他以为他讲得很有能力。
He thought that the preaching was powerful.
他下来的时候，我一个教授叫做 Maxwell Orr， 是一个这个爱尔兰人。
I had a professor called Maxwell Orr, Irishman.
他说：“弟兄，请问你认识几个牧师？”
He said, "Brother, how many pastors do you know?"
你念给我听好不好？
Would you name them for me?
他念来念去不到十个。
He thought he could name about ten.
那么你说你认识的这十个有几个是失败的？
So his question is, out of the ten, how many have failed?
后来他念了两三个失败的。
About two to three.
所以你刚才说很多牧师失败，你应该改成有两三个我认识的失败就好了。
But earlier you said many pastors have failed.
我们犯上一种毛病。
We often make a mistake.
以偏概全。
That by a small little thing we know,
认识几个人好像你已经吃了两粒黄豆变成神仙一样。
That's because we know a few people, we make sweeping statements.
所以从第二计划，你的灵性也是不好的。
So the second statement shows spirituality problem as well.
参加了这些教牧所带领的主的崇拜。
After participating in the activities,
对我的灵性似乎一点帮助也没有。
By this pastor, it doesn't seem to help.
我应该怎么办呢？
What should I do?
你就祷告给那个牧师快快死。
You need to pray that this pastor die early.
那么你代替他，教会就有盼望了。
Then you take his place and the church will.
这个就是给你的答案。
This is the answer.
你这个不对，那个不对，上帝不对，你最不对，我告诉你。
You cannot blame everybody else.
有很多传道人看不顺眼。
Many pastors are people we don't like.
因为你对自己没有要求，对别人要求太高了。
Because we do not demand of ourselves but much of others.
孔子说：“君子求诸己，小人求诸人。”
Confucius said, "A true gentleman will demand from himself, but a despicable man demand from others."
你观念模式应当这样，应当那样，应当那样，那么请你自己做好不好？
Our concept is that a pastor must be like this, like that. We can be the pastor ourselves.
或者你自己还是做牧师好不好？
Or you yourself can.
很我才不要做牧师，很辛苦。
Then you say no, it's very difficult.
所以你的意思，别人辛苦到死是应该的，你的孩子应该做教上天堂，对不对？
Or your children should be the pastor, but you wouldn't want that.
我有时候如果用人的想法，我很不愿意这样做的，你知道吗？
Sometimes humanly speaking, I'm not willing to do all.
我为什么一定要这样辛苦做？
Why would I work so hard?
但因为我对神立了有
But because I had a covenant with God.
一面做得很辛苦，一面我尊重自己的价值。
As difficult as it may be, I have affirmation of my self-worth.
我到新加坡，到香港，到各去讲的没有什么用。
There's not much point going to Singapore, Hong Kong, Taipei.
也没有人支持我们的工作。
And there is no strong support.
支持的少得不得了。
Very little financial support.
我在印尼,
in Indonesia,
我做15年。
After 15 years,
我们可以建立一个几千万美金的东西。
We can build a church.
我每个礼拜来到新加坡来讲几十年。 也没有人支持我们的工作
做不起 Singapore for years,
就是你们听得很好听就是了
Only have you here
我单单到印尼教会
In Indonesia alone
这四年来
In the past 4 years
5点到7点在那边 7点半到9点半在这里
From 7 to 9 I'm here but earlier
同样的, 每个礼拜就是这样 两个地方
Every week is the same
那边已经存了100万新加坡钱了
And over there the offering has reached
我可以发展很多的工作 对中文讲呢就没有了
But over here, that's the end of it.
所以我知道我不是没有价值的。
I know that I have self-worth.
但我们这么做为什么呢？
So what is the point of all this?
不是为求名，不是为求利益。
Not for the fame or the money.
当我有多一点钱的时候。
When I have a bit extra.
我真的预备文化使命，要建立一个博物馆，我买一些好的东西放在里面。
I'm preparing for a cultural mandate to build a museum.
我对我的孩子说，你们不要盼望我留下什么产业给你们，没有。
I tell my children, don't expect me to leave anything for you.
因为我是为主做的。
Because I work for the Lord.
等我教会做成功了。
When my church has succeeded in building a new building.
你就知道各地占有我一个礼拜5天的时间。 印尼只要拿到2天的时间
You will realize that Indonesia only have 2 days out of every week of my time
我们已经买了个4英亩的地皮了
We have already bought a place that is 40 hectares
礼拜三那一天我们已经打地基了
On Wednesday we had a foundation laying
你知道我跑出来做不是为了得到什么好处
When I come out of Indonesia it's not for any gains
我请你不要随便批评传道
So do not criticize preachers so easily
有一些传道牧师他的好处你没有看他的缺点你先批评是不应该的
It is not right that we criticize the pastor without seeing their good points first
你的唐牧师你自己也常常批评传道人吗
You say Dr. Tong you yourself always criticize pastors
当然我知道
Of course I know
我是没有真正把神的道讲清楚的传道人 我是不会尊重他
I do not respect pastors that do not really preach the word of God
那么如果你对传道人不满意
If you are not satisfied with your preaching,
你一定要找一条路出来咯
You've got to find a solution
我从年轻很多传道人我不满意
When I was young, I'm not satisfied with many preachers
我不是批评
Not that I criticize
我是做什么呢 我祷告求庄稼的主打发工人
But I pray that the Lord of the harvest will send his laborers out
那我拼死命传道，呼召人奉献
And I will try my best to preach and ask people to come out.
奉献的人，我劝他们念神学。
And ask them to go to the seminaries.
自己用我的钱支持人念神学。
And support them financially as well.
有能力的，我自己创办神学院。
And when I'm able, I build the seminary.
我不满意传道的，我要做事啊，不是单单不满意啊。
Just dissatisfaction itself is not enough.
很多礼拜堂回音乱七八糟，我不满意，结果我自己建我设计礼拜堂，建回音很好的礼拜堂。
Many churches are bad acoustic, so I'm not happy. What I did was I built a church.
所以，如果你不满意，你要 do something.
Therefore, if you are not satisfied, go do something.
不是单单批评，
not only criticism.
有的人对传道人毕恭毕敬。
Some people have great respect for pastors.
我在第三次法夫大会的时候，
in the third conference of the Chinese Evangelical Church,
我很多这四长老对牧师恭敬的不得了，真的假的我不知道。
I said that many deacons and elders seem to respect pastors a lot. I don't know whether it's true or not.
直到他们自己的孩子奉献做传道，他就大发脾气，证明他们尊重传道人是假的。
But when their own children become pastors, they get very angry, which means that they have been a hypocrite.
你们对传道人，你很老很老，心里说你去穷，我来富有，这个是最好的。
Many people show great respect for pastors, but they want the pastors to remain poor.
你去傻瓜，这个是最好的。
As if the job is meant for the
我告诉你，很多传道人不是傻瓜的。
Many preachers are not silly people.
其中一个就是我，我不傻瓜的。
One of them is me. I'm not stupid.
我如果要赚钱，我如果发财，我不走这条路的。
If I want to make money, this is not the way to do it.
我告诉你，试试看各种比赛哪一个范围在文化界里面。
You can try to challenge me in any sector relating to culture.
如果我可输你一两种，至少我会胜你好几种。
I may lose to you in a few sectors, but I will win you in many other sectors.
所以我的听众有教授、有总统、有将军，知道我不是傻瓜的。
And so among my congregation would be generals and presidents.
我有时候就故意装傻瓜，你就不要以为我真的傻瓜。
Sometimes I just pretend to be a bit silly.
因为我早已经赦免你很久了。
I have forgiven you long ago.
如果一个人不相信圣经，要怎样向他传福音
？If a person does not believe in the Bible, how then do we preach to him?
那么你要呢？不做声就不做声，一做声就证据确切，把他带到不能不信的地步。
You've got to have a great trust to bring him towards believing.
有的人不信。
Some people will not believe.
因为真正要帮助他的人不够力，不够严谨，不够正确，不够能力。
Because those who try to help them are not powerful enough.
所以呢，你说这个人很硬，那个人很硬，怎么传他都不信。
You say that this person is so difficult, that person is so difficult.
当然嘛，你用木头去锯玻璃是不能够的嘛。
That's because you try to cut the glass with a piece of wood.
所以如果你用钻石来割玻璃的时候，啪就断了。
But if you use a piece of diamond, it will break immediately.
很多人不信主不是刚硬，是因为替他传福音的人还不够他硬。
Many people will not believe not because they are hard in their hearts, but because of one who is preaching is not hard enough.
如果你比他更硬、更强、更聪明，谁知道他一信主的比别人更热心？
If you are harder than the person, more intelligent, more fervent, he may be turned around and become more fervent.
我们想象中间的耶稣是温柔的不得了，像主的学里面的头发一大堆，又两撇胡须的。
The Jesus Christ in our imagination is a very gentle, very handsome man.
Very gentle and very feminine.
A very feminine man.
Handsome. 那但是当耶稣对保罗讲话的时候。
But when Jesus spoke to Paul,
Saul, Saul, 为什么你逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
比太阳光更亮的光照在他身上。
It was a light that was brighter than the sun.
他跌下来。
That he fell.
半死。
As if he's dead.
这个才是真正主的能力。
This is the true power of the Lord.
我们今天呢，这个讲道。
When we preach today,
好像要求人可怜耶稣，你如果不信他，他很孤单，可怜可怜他老人家，要不要信？要不要信
？We try to beg people to believe.
我才不这样。
I'm not doing this.
因为圣经说，上帝在人蒙昧无知的时候，他不检查。
The Bible says that God will not search us when we are still yet ignorant.
如今就吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
But now he commands that all will repent.
我年轻的时候听一个布道家讲道，你们悔改吧，我现在求你们，如果必要我跪下来求你悔改。我心里讲你神经病。
When I was young, I heard an evangelist say, I may even kneel down to beg you to come and repent.
他以为他要感动人。
Because he wants to move people.
那些要悔改的人 去找赌博鬼，去犯奸淫，去妓女，应当打他几巴掌才给他悔改的机会。
And those people who repent are great sinners, so they ought to be slapped first.
有一次我讲到一半，很严肃的时候，几个青年人嬉皮笑脸。
Once I was preaching, and in a very stern moment, a few of the young people were laughing.
魔鬼在做工。
So I know Satan was working.
我突然间板起脸孔来。
Suddenly I became very stern.
安静。
I said, keep quiet.
自从你爸爸死了，没有人叫你。
Since your father died, no one has been teaching you.
你连上帝的话都这么轻看。
You have despised the word of God.
我奉主的名吩咐你悔改。
In the name of the Lord, I command you to repent.
吓到脸青青起来。
And they were so frightened.
后来走到前面跪下来祷告。
But they came forward to repent.
还有一次我在讲道的时候。
But once another time when I was preaching,
有几个人站在门前不要进来，一直笑，看东看西看女孩子。
There were some people who were standing at the door looking at the girls.
我说，在门口那些人。
I said those who are at the door.
你也是罪人。
You are sinner.
你会下地狱。
You will go to hell.
求主拯救你。
May the Lord save you.
他们以为在看什么，原来在讲呢，吓死了就跑掉了。
They were also shocked and they ran away.
不敢进来了。
They dare not come in.
九年以后。
9 years later.
有一个人写信给我。
Someone wrote to me.
我就是九年前在某某城市给你赶走的门前那些人。
He said, 9 years ago, I was one of the young men at the door.
今天在加拉的报纸看见你在某某地方开布道会。
But today in the papers in Jakarta, I see that
you're coming. 我无论如何一定要来参加布道会。
I must come.
因为这几年那几句话一直震撼我的心，使我不能吃不能睡，已经九年了。
For 9 years, your words have disturbed me, and I couldn't sleep.
我一定要听你的声音。
So I must hear your.
我一定要听你的道。
I must listen to your.
所以我来了。
So I came.
我今天要接受主了。
And I will accept Jesus Christ.
因为我等九年了。
Because I waited 9 years.
你明白吗？有的人刚硬吗？因为他看不起讲道的人。
Some people are hardened in their heart because they despise the preacher.
看不起基督徒。
All the Christians.
基督徒很有爱心，就把福音便宜出卖。Today, gospel on sale.
Because we are very loving people, we give the gospel away cheaply.
99% discount.
39%，
你 pay only 1%，
你只付百分之一，
你有什么资格代表耶稣基督来出卖他呢？
We have no qualification to represent Jesus Christ.
我把珍珠丢给狗。
We have thrown the pearls to the dogs.
我把圣物交给猪。
A sacred thing to the pigs.
让人践踏基督教。
That they may step on Christianity.
我就不是这样。
But I do not.
我每一次讲到，我知道我是有价值的。
Every time I preach, I know my self worth.
我是牺牲的。
I have sacrificed.
我是有威严的。
I am stirred.
这些没有什么可夸，都是因为主的爱激励我们的。
All this come because of the love of Jesus Christ.
我绝对不准人轻看我的主。
I would not allow people to despise my Lord.
我绝对不准人糟蹋神给他的恩典。
I would not allow people to step on the grace of God.
请问，你一个爱主的基督徒，有可能患上忧郁症吗？
Can a Christian who loves the Lord be depressed?
可能的。
It is possible.
因为人在地上，
because while we are alive,
各样的毛病才需要耶稣。
We have lots of problems, that's why we need Jesus Christ.
有的人是忧郁症一生，但是一生一世，因为忧郁症一生一世要依靠耶稣基督。
Some people will rely on Jesus Christ all their life because they suffer from depression.
你千万不要想一信耶稣，哇，马上什么都解决了。
Do not think that once you believe in Jesus Christ, all your problems will be solved.
第一本经文锐篇 Concordance 是一个叫做 Cruden 的人所编成功的。
The first Bible Concordance was written by a person by the name of Cruden.
他把圣经相关的名词从创世纪到启示录一个一个编编编编，结果你要找耶和华，他就全部列出来。你要找希洛全部列出来整本呢，成功的时候给很多基督徒找圣经方便的不得了。
The concordance is very useful when you try to find some biblical words and the references.
为了编这本 concordance,
in order to do this concordance,
他工作太重，还没有编成以前神经病三次。
He worked so hard that he went mental breakdown three times.
所以呢，基督徒也会遇到这样的事情。
So Christians will encounter such things.
所以呢，我们不要以为信主了什么都免了。
Do not think that everything will be solved.
我们地上有苦难。
We will suffer on earth.
耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难，在我里面有平安。
Jesus Christ said, "You will have suffering in the world, but you will find peace in me."
所以我们每时每刻到主的面前来。
Every moment we need to return to the Lord.
重担交给他。
To give Him our burdens.
他是背负重担的主。
He is the Lord that will take on our burdens.
擦干眼泪的主。
The Lord who will wipe away our tears.
他是安慰丧气之人的主。
The Lord that will comfort those who sigh.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督教的角度来看，天主教的圣经多了六本书。从他们的角度来看，我们少了六本书。那为什么证明我们的圣经才是真正上帝的话呢？
The Roman Catholics believe that we have six books short, while we think that they have six books extra. So how do we explain this?
你不懂乱讲。
This is a wrong question.
天主教比我们的多14本，不是六本。
Actually, they have 14 more books.
我不知道你少六本，你再少八本，你少这么多。
So your numbers are wrong.
所以呢，那个14本书叫做次经。
The 14 books are called the Apocrypha.
次经 Apocrypha 是在旧约结束、新约没有开始400年里面最重要的宗教文献。
They are religious works found in the 400 years between the Old and the New Testament.
那么这14本书里面
，Among the 14 books，
里面有亚有这个以诺书
，is the Book of Enoch，
还有这个马加比书
，the Book of the Maccabees，
还有很多很多其他的书
，and others。
以这个以诺书里面有一节的预言是被记载在我们后来的犹大书里面。
The book of Jude actually recorded a verse from the book of Enoch.
除此以外
，other than this，
那14本的次经几乎没有多少是被引用在新约里面的。
Very few of these books are used in the New Testament.
所以它的正点问题从起初就教会是有质问的。
And so from the very beginning, the church has questioned its canonical status.
所以你注意看的时候，你会感觉到里面的神权的威严不能跟旧约，也不能跟新约相比。
When you read this book, you will realize that the divine power and authority cannot be compared to the Old or the New Testament.
所以基督教不把这14本当作是圣经。
Therefore, the Protestants would not accept the 14 as canonical Bible.
那么这14本书到底有没有价值呢？
Do they have value then?
它是研究文化。研究风俗，研究两犹之间的这个整个犹太的历史最重要的宗教文献。
But they are important works, religious works, for the study of culture and tradition in the 400 years.
请问亚当以夏娃生了四个女儿以后，之后以色列的子民是从谁来的？谁告诉你他生四个女儿啊？
Adam and Eve have four daughters, but
他昨天做梦启示你的。
Was it part of the revelation you received in the
dream? 圣经里面记载亚当生几个女儿。
The Bible doesn't tell us how many daughters.
但是圣经记载他生该隐。
But Cain
生亚伯
Abel
以后，亚伯被该隐杀死以后，他们再生一个叫做 Seth。
And Seth who was born after Abel was murdered.
所以圣经里面没有记载亚当夏娃生几个女儿。
The Bible doesn't quite say how many children Adam and Eve had.
但创世纪五章第四节告诉我们。
But Genesis chapter 5 verse 4 says,
亚当夏娃生儿养女。
They had children, boys and girls.
有男有女。
That means they are male and female.
几个没有讲。
Not how many.
根据犹太人 Mishnah 的传说。
Based on the Jewish Mishnah tradition,
亚当夏娃一共生了27个男孩子30多个女孩子，不是圣经讲，是传统的这个历史书讲的。
Tradition says that Adam and Eve had 27 sons, more than 30 daughters.
那么亚当的后代哪里来呢？
Where did the descendants then came from?
亚当是人，
Adam was a man.
人的后代人来的。
He told the descendants must come from.
亚当的男孩子跟亚当的女孩子结婚以后就生了一大堆下来了。
So the son and daughter of Adam have intermarried.
其实哪里可以？
How can this be?
我告诉你，不管可以不可以，你就是他们的后代。
It doesn't matter whether you agree or not. You are the descendant.
你说为什么这样呢？
How can this be?
如果不这样，要怎么样啊？
Then how else?
那么亚当的男孩子要跟母猪结婚才干练呢？
Can he marry a swine?
要跟母牛结婚才可以吗？
Or a cow?
当然这样嘛。
Of course, this must.
上帝许可吗？
Did God allow this?
起先上帝许可。
In the beginning.
你怎么知道的？
How do you know this?
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 26.
一本造出万人。
From one he created all.
From one origin he created all races. 所以所有的百姓从一个源头下来。
So all people came from one source.
那么上帝起先用这个办法。
This is the method that God used in the beginning.
人还是纯人种。
So we are still pure human beings.
上帝从起初说，难道不肯跟女儿结婚？那么亚当的孩子就跟母狗、母猪、母猫，你今天就猪头马面了，你知道吗？
In fact, we will not look like what we are today.
所以我们还保持人种。
We are still very human.
到什么时候不可以呢？
Till what this stage?
到摩西的时候。
Until
律法赐下来的时候。
When the laws were given.
禁止同父异母、同父同母、兄妹结婚。
Incest was then banned.
所以呢，在这以前呢，
But before this,
最著名记载下来跟自己妹妹结婚的，就是亚伯拉罕。
The most famous person who married the sister would be Abraham.
亚伯拉罕跟他同父异母的妹妹撒拉结婚。
He married his half sister.
他们相差十岁。
They were 10 years apart.
由以撒、雅各十二支派就这样传下来。
That's where the 12 tribes of Israel came.
到了摩西的时代，上帝说不可以。所以你不可以了。
But it stopped at the time of Moses until today.
那么变化在哪里呢？
Where then is the change?
就当人跟自己的最近亲结婚的时候。
It comes when we marry our close blood relatives.
这个中文叫做血婚。
It's called blood marriage.
那这种血婚会产生不好的后代。
The descendants may suffer.
从优生学、遗传学来看。
From eulogics.
就是说一个很靠近的血统生下来的孩子，强点会加强，弱点也会加强。
The strong point will be made stronger, and the weakness will be made weaker.
所以亚当930岁
，Adam was 930 years old.
到了马图萨拉969岁
，And Methuselah was 900.
到了挪亚的时候600多岁
，But Noah was 600 years old.
接下去到亚伯兰127岁
，Abraham
180岁
，180
亚伯兰175岁
，175.
那么这个呢？撒拉127岁
，772.
再算下来到了摩西的时候。
But when the time we reach Moses,
人变成70岁，若是强壮80岁。
70 and 80 years old was.
所以表示人的寿命越来越简短，越来越简短。
The physical lifespan was reduced.
上帝说 ，Stop here, no more.
所以就停止在那里。
所以 你就 no more 啊。
So no more for you also.
对，不可以了，就是这样。现在已经世界快要末日了，还在问亚当的孩子是谁。他牧师你好，我经常听你的讲道，也常常看你的录影带，我有个问题，是不是所有的感情都能够圣化，或者只有不邪恶的感情才能圣化？感情之后的情绪、思想、动机和行为会不会连带一起圣化？举个例子说，天主教犯罪是否有这七个罪？妒忌、色欲、暴食、贪心、骄傲、愤怒、懒惰都能圣化，妒忌、愤怒也能被圣化吗？我已经讲了这些题目了。
I already mentioned all these emotions.
你所讲的这七个罪啊，
The seven sins
是中古世纪的时候
are things that came from the medieval time.
天主教列入不能得赦免的罪。
The Roman Catholics consider these seven sins to be unpardonable.
这个叫做 seven sins unto death.
The seven sins unto death.
自以死的罪。
Sins that will bring you to death.
其中一样包括贪吃。
One of them is gluttony.
真的贪吃真的会死的。
You will die from gluttony.
Cholesterol 很厉害。
Cholesterol is very high.
这个解释是不是圣经的？不是。
But these are not explanation from the Bible.
自以死的罪不是这几样。
Sins that will bring to death are not these seven.
自以死的罪或者不能得赦免的罪。
Unpardonable sins.
就是抗拒圣灵在你心中为救恩所做的见证给你的感动。
Will be to resist the Holy Spirit's work of inspiration in your heart for salvation.
没有一种罪是不能被圣化。
No other sins cannot be overcome.
没有一种感情是不能被圣化。
Or no other emotions cannot be made holy.
世界上有一种罪是不能被赦免的。
If there is a sin that cannot be forgiven.
有一种感情是不能被圣化的。
Or an emotion that cannot be made holy.
岂不等于我们自己限制了耶稣基督救赎的能力吧？
Does it not mean that we have constrained the power of salvation of Jesus Christ?
那么为什么我们说呢？拒绝圣灵的感动，他的罪不得赦免。
So why do we say that it's not forgivable if we resist the Holy Spirit?
因为只有圣灵的感动使你得到赦罪，你拒绝，当然你不能得赦罪，是这样讲的。
It is because the inspiration of the Holy Spirit gave you the opportunity to be saved, so you will not be saved if you resist that.
Could give a brief explanation of how we establish the law. Romans 3:31. 罗马书第三章三十一节，你念一遍好不好？
罗马书三章三十一节，这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
坚固律法不是律法本来很弱，给你坚固才强起来，不是这个意思。
To uphold the law, it doesn't mean that the law is weak and then you try to build it up.
肯定律法的价值。
It means you affirm the value of the law.
Reform 神学从来没有轻看律法。
In Reform theology, we do not look down on the law.
Reform 神学就是道的神学。
Reform theology is a theology of the word.
把道的神学包括旧约跟新约的道才是完整的道。
And the word includes the old and the new testament.
所以讲律法是神的道的一部分。
And so the laws is a part of God's word.
耶稣基督在马太福音五章第十八节、第十七、十八节说。
Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5:17 and 18.
莫想我来是废除先知跟律法。
Do not think I come to abolish the laws of the prophets.
我来是成全律法。
I have come to complete it.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly I say to you.
天地都要回去，律法的一点一划都不回去。
Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter or the stroke of the pen will disappear. 所以罗马
三章三十一节所讲的话。
The words in Romans 3:31.
我们 in sin 就废除律法吗？更是我们建立，我们更肯定律法的准确性。
We do not nullify the law by the faith, rather we uphold the law.
到了雅各书的时候
，In the book of James,
就给律法两个名词。
There are two words given to the law.
第一，全备的律法。
The first one is the complete law.
第二，使人自由的律法。
The second one is the law that gives us freedom.
第二章在出现，这是金尊的律法。
Or the honorable law.
所以呢，律法是很尊贵的。
So the laws are very important.
那么如果这样，为什么是旧约会废弃，新约被建立起来呢？
So why do we say that the Old Testament will go and the new come?
那个用牛羊的血能赦免人罪的这种约是废弃的。
The covenant that comes from animal sacrifice has gone.
而真正用上帝的羔羊耶稣的血以人所立的新约是永远的约，是不能废弃的。
But the new covenant made by the blood of Jesus Christ will never disappear.
这不 等你律法废弃，是牛羊的血断不能除罪，所以废弃。
It doesn't mean that the law will disappear, but that this sacrifice by the animals cannot save us.
你要很清楚地分辨这些。
You need to be clear about this.
上帝除了为信徒预定救恩以外，是不是信徒的婚姻、儿女、事业也在上帝的计划中？什么都听你一辈，你懒惰鬼！我告诉你。
Other than election, would God also set our marriage and our jobs and all these things?
上帝把一本圣经给你。
God has given us the Bible.
所以你一定懂得用敬畏上帝的心，好好选择事业，选择妻子，选择在地上行为的方向。
So that you can fear God and choose the right job, the right spouse, and the way to live your life.
有一种主啊，我一切都交给你，第四节什么都不要做，一天到晚等上帝施恩，这是懒惰的基督徒，不可以的。
We cannot say that God will give you everything and live a life of laziness.
救赎的事情是没有一个人有能力做出来的。
In the matter of salvation, not one of us can do anything about it.
只有神能做。
Only God can do
this. 所以他不交给你，他自己做。
And so this is something that he will do.
但是在找工作的事情上。
But in the matter of seeking for a job.
在找女朋友、男朋友的事情上。
Or a boyfriend or girlfriend.
在选择读书念什么的事情上。
Or the kind of studies you want to do.
上帝就托你，要看你有没有以敬畏的心，有没有以智慧的心去选择这些事情。
God will see whether you select all these things with a heart of fear or wisdom.
这样，你交托主的，原来是主交托你的。
So what we give to the Lord was first given to us.
保罗说：“我深知我所信的是谁。”
The Apostle Paul says, "I know whom I believe."
深信他能保守我所交托给他的。
And I'm convicted that he will keep that which I've given to him.
那一句话希腊文可以两种翻译：我深信他能保守他交给我的。也深信他能保守我交给他的，交来交去。
In Greek it says, I believe that he is able to preserve that which he has given to me and also that which I have given to him.
所以这样呢，我们应当负的责任不要逃避，我们才是一个顺命的儿女。
We should fulfill the responsibility in order for us to be obedient children of God.
真的所有的医病赶鬼讲话的事都不对吗？
Is it true that all healing, exorcism, and tongues or prophecy is wrong?
谁讲这个话？我没有讲这个话。
I never said that.
上帝这个时候还可能不可能医人的病呢？
Is it possible that God will still heal?
不但可能，所有的病。
Not only is it possible, all diseases.
神常常是主动医治人的。
God often takes the initiative to heal.
医生医你的病吗？没有这个事。
Is it true that the doctors heal you?
医生不过把药给你。
The doctors will give you the medicine.
那你们真正医好的是神的恩典。
But it is the grace of God that truly heals you.
医生会给错药吗？
Can the doctor give you the wrong medication?
对，
yes.
我就是医生给错药，咳嗽咳了好几年。
Because the doctor gave me the wrong medicine, I've been coughing for years.
一停，我咳嗽就停了。
When the medication stopped, I stopped coughing.
当信主耶稣，不要完全信医生。大家说一二三，当信主耶稣。不要完全信你的，对不起啊，医生们。我不是故意捉弄你的。
I'm not trying to play a fool.
因为只有神是医治的病。
Only God can heal.
有一些医生叫借故医生。
Some doctors are bone doctors.
你看过真的医生借故吗？
Have you seen doctors do that?
他把你已经断了骨头，用了石膏把它铐起来，把它绑起来，里面是自己接，不是医生接的。
They may put a cast on you, but you heal yourself.
对不对、
啊？
他是自己接的。
The bones will heal itself.
生命的奥秘，医生不过是知道一些过程，不是真正做主角去处理的。
The doctors know a bit of the mystery of the body, but they don't know everything.
可是有些真的荣耀了基督，并引人信主，怎么办呢？
What about all these different signs? When
有的人呢，祷告病好了。
Some people are healed after prayers.
这个应该的嘛。
This is quite natural.
因为神是会听祷告的。
Because God will hear prayers.
神是会医病的。
He will heal.
那么为什么我们对灵恩派很多批评呢？
But why do we have a lot of criticism towards the charismatics?
我们从几方面来看啊。
We can look at this from a few angles.
从灵恩派的启示论的教导的危险来看，所以我们反对。
We are against them because of the danger of their doctrine of revelation.
因为他们忽略了圣经，他们利用圣经。他们注重个人的感受，但把那个当着上帝对他们个别的、最新的、与圣经不同的另外的启示，这个是危险的。
They have extra biblical revelation where their own emotions and feelings come first.
因为启示论如果这样通用、这样开放的话
If we can just receive revelation in such easy manner,
对全本圣经的全备性，对全本圣经的超越性，一定是帮助的。
We will look down on the sufficiency of the entire Bible.
Okay, 所以呢，我们不是否认灵恩派里面所讲的医病赶鬼的事情是存在的。
We do not deny that healing and exorcism do exist.
但两件事要注意。
But there are two things you need to take note.
在这些运动里面所成就的医病赶鬼，就是神做的吗？不一定。
It may not be that God is behind all these things.
可能是别的力量促成的。
It is possible that there are other forces behind it.
所以有的人呢，参加灵恩派的聚会，病好了就荣耀上帝。
Some people give glory to God after they are healed in charismatic style.
你不要忘记，佛教徒也有求观音后来病好的，有没有啊？
But the Buddhist also has supernatural healings.
你说那是观音医好他吗？
Is it true that the
Buddha... 观音娘娘，观音原来在印度是男的，后来变性到中国变成女的，你懂吗？
The Buddha Vista used to be male in its original form.
所以呢，这是乱七八糟。
So it's a very confused state.
宗教性隐藏着奥秘。
Religiosity has a mystery in it.
宗教性隐藏着超自然。
And supernatural elements.
宗教性隐藏着特别的这个灵界的能力。
And also special spiritual powers.
这样的别的宗教也可能有，好像是基督教里面医病赶鬼这样的事情发生。
All these things can be seen in other faiths as well.
特别在佛教那些跳童这些人身上常常有怪异的原理出现，就像灵恩派的讲方言一样的。
It's like the temple medium when they're in the trance, they seem to be speaking in tongues.
不能证明就是从圣灵而来的。
The point is, you cannot prove that it must be from Holy Spirit. So be careful.
第二
，secondly，
用这种做传福音的号召的方法论是不对的。
The methodology used in evangelism based on these are wrong.
所以全本圣经里面没有彼得、保罗说你们来听到什么什么病道会好，没有这样的宣道布道法。
In the Bible, you do not see the apostles using healing as a way to attract people.
如果我们对超自然能力的来源有所顾忌，不随便接受。
We need to be careful to the source of supernatural power and will not accept anything.
我们对以布道来利用这个行神及医病的这个手段来做宣告的这种方法论，我们也不接受。
And we also do not accept the methodology of using supernatural healing to attract people to come to the Lord.
基督徒商人本钱14块卖140块，有没有不妥的地方呢？
A Christian trader who sells something $140 for something.
那请问你多少块才妥啊？
Is it right? So the question is, how much is right?
1400块，好不好？
How about 1400?
你说14块卖15块，差不多啦。
Is it maybe $14? Base price is $14.
这很相对的事情。
These are relative issues.
我举一个例子啊。
A simple example.
如果你现在印一本书啊
，If you print a book,
本钱是3块
，and it's worth $3.
那么在书店卖应该是10到13块之间。
You should sell from $10 to $13 in the store.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果是本钱3块。
If it costs $3 to produce,
那你定价10块的话
，and you set the price at $10,
那么经售的人一定要拿30% 的 discount.
The distributor will take 30% commission off.
所以你拿回来的时候是7块
，and you will get back $7.
7块本钱3块扣了，还有剩下4块。
And after taking away $3 for the base price, you have $4 left.
那么这个书印了2年才会卖完。
You will need 2 years to sell the whole stock.
所以这2年呢，你的钱放在那边，利息钱赚出来要多少钱
？And you need to calculate the interest that will incur.
租金多少钱
？The renter.
你这个卖货的那些人的薪水多少钱
？The marketing salaries.
卖不掉的时候，你放在那个仓库的存货钱多少钱
？And the warehouse cost if you cannot sell the books.
所以不容易，我不会做生意，但我懂一点点啦。
I know a little bit about business only.
所以如果你的本钱4块，你卖5块，你感谢就赚1块，你是笨傻瓜。
You should not be too happy if you spend $1.
你就不能请人工了。
And you cannot hire people.
你不能租店了。
Or have a shop.
你不能有仓库的钱了。
Or a warehouse.
你不能有周转的可能。
Or cash flow.
你不能给那个经销的人给他的利润
了。Or to pay commission to marketing staff.
手表一样的。
It's the same for watches.
从瑞士出来本钱如果是3000块
，If a watch costs $3,000,
它的定价大概是12,000。
They were set at $12,000.
最多能卖到60%的时候
，When they sell it about 60% off,
那么它就可以扣掉这个12,000的40%多少钱？
They will
扣掉4800。
To have discount of $4,000.
那么店面要钱，仓库要钱是这样算。
So they have to take into account the rental, the shop and everything.
是盈利的问题啊。
Question of profit and loss.
生意的哲学的问题。
It's a philosophy of business.
我们今天不会用太多时间。
We won't spend too much time on it.
但是呢
，However，
如果你买到一个真古董
，If you find a true antique，
以后呢，你买500块带到 Christie， 他说啊，这个是真的，这50万那是上帝特别的恩典。
You bought it for $500 and Christie says worth $50,000.
盼望你人人都可以这样，但是要为做主公来赚钱。
It should be done for the work of the Lord.
那就不一定了。
But it may not be so.
每一个人都说生意不这个真正应该怎么样是很难说的。
It is very hard to determine the right pricing for business.
提摩太前书4:10
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
他是万人的救主。
He is the savior of all.
更是信徒的救主。
And also the savior of the
believers. 万人指谁？
Believers. Who are these all?
就是那些蒙拣选的人。
These are the people who have been accepted.
信徒指谁呢？
What about the believers?
是蒙拣选中间已经信的人。
Are those who have already believed?
那么有很多万人还没有信呢，但是以后他会信的，所以我们不知道万人中间得救的人中间已经信了，叫做现在认识的信徒就是这样，所以更是我们的救主，表示我们应当勇敢地承认他是我们的救主。
It means that all who truly already are elected and believe ought to boldly recognize our Lord as Savior.
路加福音22:20
Gospel of Luke chapter 22 verse 20。
所立的新约
，the new covenant，
这里所指的新约是指什么
？What is this new covenant？
新约这两个字
，the word new covenant，
不是从新约才有的
，didn't come from the New Testament，
而是从旧约就已经隐藏着的
，but it's implicit in the Old Testament。
所以旧约先知只有一个先知用这个词
，but among all Old Testament prophets， only one used this word。
这个先知就是耶利米。
Prophet Jeremiah.
所以耶利米第31这样的话
，Jeremiah 31 says，
我要与我的百姓另立新约。
I will set a new covenant with my people.
我要除去他们舌头的心，给他们换一个肉心。
To remove their hearts of stone into a heart of flesh.
这意思就是重生那些他的选民的。
It means to reborn the elect.、
啊、这个新约呢，是指耶稣的宝血为我们死。你为我们流出来赦免我的罪，这罪不是牛羊的血可以成全的事情。
This new covenant refers to how the blood of Jesus will take away our sin, not that of the cattle.
希伯来书12的就讲这一件事情。
And Hebrews chapter 12 tells us this.
新耶路撒冷里面
，In New Jerusalem，
有基督的血所立的永约。
There is an eternal covenant set by the blood of Jesus Christ.
有诸长子共聚的总会。
And the assembly of the firstborn,
有天使
the angels,
还有被成全之义人的灵魂
and the souls of the righteous that are made perfect,
表示这些人在基督的血里面得到了新的约永远的约赦罪的福分新的生命
It means that these people have received this salvation in the eternal covenant of Jesus Christ
阿牧师失恋的痛苦请问怎样积极地度过痛苦的时间再恋嘛
Dr. Tong, how do I get over this sense of being jilted?
所以失恋以后不要一直想旧的那个旧了另立新约吧
After you fall out of love, you should look for a new one.
我告诉你得不到的东西常常以为是最好的
The things that we cannot get, we often think is the best.
其实不一定
But may not be so.
当然你再拿回来看不过如此
When you look at it again, it's just so.
所以如果你失恋了算了
If you fall out of love, forget it.
再看别人
Look for others.
在 Manila 有一个人
In Manila, there was someone.
58还没有结婚
Who is still single at 58.
后来我就对他说你老实告诉我为什么不结婚
I ask him, tell me honestly, why are you not married?
他说我失恋
He said, well, I fell out of love.
什么时候的事情
I ask him, when?
20多年前
He said, 20 over years ago.
20多年前你就一直不结婚吗
And then you remain single?
我就是要找一个跟他一样样到现在还没找到
He said, I'm looking for someone that's exactly the same as my first girlfriend.
我说你永远找不到跟他一样样，连你今天跟昨天都已经不一样。
I said, even you are different today from yesterday, so you cannot do this.
你怎么这么傻啊
？You're so silly.
他从来没有人骂他这么傻的。
But he has never been rebuked before.
但是我比他年轻，但是我敢讲话。
I was younger, but I was quite bold.
我说你找不一样的。
I said, look for someone different.
他说我就是要找一样的。
You know, I want to look for the same girl.
结果只是找的脸孔一样，声音不一样。
Found the same girl, look the same, but the voice is different.
找到身材一样，年龄不一样。
the same shape but then different age.
我说你怎么得呀？一样，哪里有这样的事情？你知道不知道？天下没有两片树叶是一样大，一样的形象。
You know that in the world there is not two leaves that look exactly the same.
很多人以为没有得到他要的，他永远就没有意义或在世界上。
Many people think life is meaningless if they don't get what they want.
许多时候
，many times，
别人比原有的更好，你还没有发现吧
？You have not discovered that others could be better than the original one.
对，印尼有一个人
，In Indonesia there's a man
生了11个女儿
，who had 11 daughters after he got married.
而太太死了。
And the wife passed away.
很爱这个太太。
He loved the wife greatly.
就他娶第二个的时候
，When he had a second wife，
跑到中国去娶。
He went to China.
娶回来告诉他你是第二的、啊。
And told the wife your second wife.
我心里永远是第一的才是我太太啊。
In my heart, my wife will always be the first.
你是我床边的朋友啊。
You are just a friend in the bed.
所以把他带到印尼的时候
，After he brought her to Indonesia，
大厅里面还是第一个太太已经死的照片。
The picture of the wife is still in the hall.
这个女的。不知道嫁给他有什么乐趣哈、
啊、？Don't know what's the point of marrying him.
心中有死人。
There's a dead person in his heart.
现在他这个活人都不如死人的价钱。
The living is worse than the dead here.
后来给他再生又是一个女儿。
But then the next one is a daughter.
以后怎么办呢
？And then
过五六年以后
，5 or 6 years later，
第二个太太也死了。
The second wife passed away.
死了以后呢
？After she died，
两个都死了。
Both persons.
他才好好比。
He then made a comparison.
他发现第二个更好。
He found the second wife to be better than the first.
第二个没有享受他最大的尊重就死了。
But the second wife did not enjoy life and she died.
失恋过的人举手。
Those that fall out of love race.
感谢主，新加坡没有人几个人失恋。
那对面没有。
啊，诚实一点，失恋过的举手。
Be more honest.
我告诉你，我失恋过。所以我很同情你。
So I have empathy.
但是失恋以后要怎么样呢
？What would you do after?
失恋以后。要再练，大家说一二三，失恋以后要再练，不要跟前面那个已经失恋的再练，没有用的。
Do not go back to the original one，
因为他不一定是真的爱你。
Because the person may not really love you。
人要现实一点。
So let us be a bit more。
永远停留在梦里面的人很难睡醒的。
It's difficult to stay awake if you always dream。
睡醒以后就把梦忘掉了。
But when you awaken, you will forget your dream。
现实中间。接受存在
，and accept your existence in reality，
否则你就自己害自己
，or you will be harming yourself，
很难爬起来
，and very difficult to get up again。
求上帝赐福你啊
，may the Lord bless you。
圣经看不尽，啊，劝勉听不尽，啊，你快快死好了。你要是硬着头皮不悔改的
，do not be stubborn and not。Turn around.
既然他不要你了
，Since the person doesn't want you，
但你一直想他做什么
？What's the point of always thinking
想一个根本得不到的东西
？You are thinking about something you cannot get。
真的有一天他真的给你娶到
，One day if you really marry this person，
天天骂你
，and scold you，
天天不喜欢你
，and didn't like you，
跟你再结婚，但是一直想别人，你有什么意思
？What is the point if he's always thinking about someone
else？ 算了，就让他去吧
，Let him go。
你跟他骗过了，你懂吗？
Maybe you have been fooled.
现在醒过来。
Turn around.
大家说现在醒过来，一二三。谁不要再傻瓜了啊
？Do not be silly anymore.
你对圣灵的声音来决定是神的旨意有什么看法
？What about the voice of the Holy Spirit to reveal the word of God?
大概又受一些人的影响。
Probably you are influenced by others.
圣灵的声音。
The voice of the Holy Spirit.
你去听我的录音带。
Go listen to my tape.
圣灵、良心与撒旦的声音。
The tape on the Holy Spirit, the conscience, and the voice of Satan.
圣灵一定是透过圣经讲话。
The Holy Spirit will speak through the Bible.
所以你读圣经的时候，圣灵就帮助你看明白，那个叫做圣灵的声音。
When you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit will enlighten you. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit.
有些极端的灵恩派。
Some extreme charismatics.
有些像假先知一样的传道人。
Some preachers were like false prophets.
他把圣经丢掉
，will throw away the Bible.
圣经踏在脚下
，or step on it.
我们现在不要人的话，不要书的话，我们有圣灵直接对我们说话。
They say they want the Holy Spirit to speak directly to them.
你千万不要受欺骗。
Do not be fooled.
Why Christians cannot be like Paul?
Enjoys always.
But rather, we constantly down. How to be like him? 怎么样像保罗常常喜乐
？How do we be like Paul, always joyous?
保罗有两句话。
There are two words from Paul.
我活着就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
第二样。
The second one.
我传的就是基督。
I preach.
所以保罗活出他所传的基督。
So he
传出他所活着的基督。
So he lived the Jesus Christ he preached and he preached the Christ that he lived.
所以他的传跟他的生活是没有距离。
There is no distance between what he preached and what he lived.
那保罗说什么？
The apostle Paul says,
活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
这样的一个人呢，
Such a person then,
他才敢说我活着是照基督在我身上照常显大。
Would dare to say that I live that Jesus may be manifested in my life.
从你的题目，你是要天天快乐快乐像保罗，不是要像保罗那样牺牲，那样奋斗，那样爱主，那样传基督。所以你不能像他，因为你没有他整个生活为基督的心，你只盼他天天喜乐那样像保罗，不可能。
It is not possible to be joyous like Paul if we are not willing to sacrifice and lead a life like Paul did.
都已经打了，还不看？哇，还有一堆，我以为完了。基督胜了这个世界。
Jesus Christ has victory.
为何他需要向父神为我们代求？
So why would he pray on our behalf to the Father?
基督的神与人的中保。
Jesus is the intermediary between man and God.
在人面前代表上帝赐下救恩。
Before man representing God, he gave us salvation.
在神面前代表世人被定罪死在十字架上。
But before God, on behalf of us, he died on the cross.
所以当他带领我们得胜的时候，
So when he lead us into victory,
他在神面前求神赐福照顾带领我们。
Before God, he asked that God would bless us and guide us.
这不是他的得胜没有完全。
It is not that his victory is not complete.
他成了我们信徒的榜样，凡事让上帝居首位，把荣耀归给最高的上帝。
But he becomes the example for us that God may be first in our life, that all glory be to God.
我是一个心里没有爱的。
I'm a person who has no love in my heart.
那么你脑里有没有爱啊？
What about your brains?
或者你鼻子里面有爱吗？
What about your nose?
或者你嘴巴里面有爱吗？
Or your mouth?
你的心很冷。
It's a very cold heart.
我不断向你求，给我发现我还是失败了。
I still fail even though I keep praying for it.
我拼命在教会里面侍奉。
I keep serving in church.
积极的查经。
I keep studying the Bible.
为宣教祷告。
Fast and prayer.
Make it 为世界上的人什么？
孤儿寡。
孤儿寡妇祷告。
Pray for the orphans of the world.
为病的姐妹祷告。
Or sisters who are sick.
为他们按摩。你是男的女的？你是你对女人随便按摩不可以的，可能做善事
and do good work.
但我发现我不爱什么，不管我做什么，
我
没有自己的好朋友。
I do not have good friends.
小组的人也排斥我。
The people in my cell group do not
like me. 我心里没有爱。
I think because I have no love.
我反也不知道这怎么样去爱人。
I do not know how to love others.
同时，我不愿意被同化。
I'm not willing to be one of them.
当他们说粗话的时候，
When they say vulgar words,
我低头不言。
I would not speak.
他问我，
他们说我假斯文。
假斯文。
They say that I am a hypocrite.
当他们在时间在一起的时候，
When they spend time together,
他们建立关系的时候，
and have relationships,
我说那是吃喝快乐，浪费时间。
I thought it's a waste of time.
我不愿意跟他们在一起。
I'm not willing to join them.
当他们打探我的隐私的时候，我会拒绝。
They will try to probe into my private
life. 我很难过。
I am very sad.
我不知道怎么办。
I do not know what to do.
我担心这没有爱的侍奉。
I am worried that my service ministry has no love.
是一场的虚空。
That it may all be empty.
当我看到我的尊敬的帮助过我的人写给我的，帮助过我、打过我的领袖，也漠视我的时候，我很痛苦。
I feel pain when the people who have helped me also ignore me.
我想献身做孤儿的事工。
I want to do work relating to orphans.
我盼望做孤儿院。
or have an orphanage.
但我怕心里没有爱，做得不长久。
But I think because I have no love, I cannot last.
我是一个没有爱心的人。
I'm a person without
love. 我不相信。
I do not believe.
你会为别人祷告。
Because you pray for others.
你盼望帮助孤儿。
You want to help orphans.
这些都是爱的表现。
These are all expressions of love.
你大概你爱的方式跟别人不一样。
Perhaps your expressions are different.
所以你感觉到了，因为你没有爱，所以别人不爱你。
So you think others would not love you.
你试试看，多了解了一些。
You need to try to understand others more.
你看不惯别人嘻嘻哈哈。过一个很粗疏，过一个没有深度的生活，所以你严厉他们不可以的了。
You cannot stay away from people thinking that they are shallow.
从耶稣的标准来看
，from the example of Jesus Christ，
世界上有哪一个的灵性他看得上
？No spirituality is like him.
但是耶稣说，人只是罪人同税吏的朋友。
But Jesus Christ said the Son of Man is the friend of tax collectors.
他在他们中间
，He lived among them，
忍受他们的顶撞。
And withstand their attacks.
忍耐他们对他的不了解。
And was patient towards their misunderstanding.
耶稣讲话的时候，门徒跟他乱驳。
The disciples were debate him.
耶稣说：“今天你们都要离开我。”
Jesus Christ said, "Today you all leave me."
彼得就说：“有没有搞错啊？”
Peter said, "Surely not."
他们离开你，我不会的。
They will leave you, but not me.
你要知道，我不一样的，我比他更牢笼就讲了。
And he started defending himself.
如果我是耶稣，
Jesus Christ,
我就问他：“你跟我哪个懂？”
I said,
你还敢跟我做？你知道我是谁？造神入神，上帝变成人，闭口！应该是这样，对不对
？I would say, shut up, I'm God.
耶稣就让他讲
，But Jesus said,
让他讲，讲完了以后呢？耶稣再加上一句
，Jesus added,
感觉鸡叫两次以前，你会叫三次。
Before the rooster crows twice, you'll call.
不要跟他座谈嘛，但是还是跟他做朋友。让他讲他不满意的话
he let him say what he
让他讲程度不同的话还是一样的
and words that are of different standards
等到呱呱呱呱呱呱的时候
but when the rooster crows
哇糟糕了鸡叫两次我刚才真的否认三次他才想起一想起看耶稣刚好耶稣在看他你看这个人情味多么浓耶
Jesus Christ was so close with him
你看见他在看你
he saw Jesus
然后你就不好意思啊就是大哭起来了
and he started to cry
所以耶稣呢不是故意跟四周的人分开表示自己清高不是你要休息
Jesus was not a person that was isolated from the people
休息在他们中间
learn to be with them
在罪人中间
among the sinners
不是轻看他
not to despise them
乃是提示他
but to have empathy
耶稣没有说犹大犹大你这样没有礼貌你这样忘恩负义这三年来我对你多好你今天要做什么坏蛋不是这样
Jesus did not scold Judas
耶稣还是把一块东西放在他的盘里面
Jesus still gave him a piece of bread
你要做的事你去做吧
and said go do what you must
耶稣最后一句话是说犹大你用亲嘴的记号把人质出卖掉吗
The last sentence he said to Judas was Are you betraying your teacher with a kiss
是很有人情味
So he was full of compassion
人家跟你不一样
When others are different
看法不一样
When you look different
程度不一样
Different standards
灵性不一样
Different spirituality
你还是把他当作人来看待
You still need to respect them as human beings
耶稣基督对那个撒玛利亚妇人
Jesus Christ said to the Samaritan woman
他讲什么话呢
What did he say
如果你第一句你要讲什么
If you were you what would you say
变成女人太阳还没有上来就到这里，你为什么中午才来
？You will say, "Hey, you are so late."
你睡到几点了
？What time do you wake up?
你昨天跟哪个男人睡
？Where do you sleep with?
耶稣讲这些话都是可以，因为他最知道的。
Jesus knew all these things.
耶稣，请你给我水喝。
But Jesus said, "Can I have a glass of water?"
不要，你给我喝。你这犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人。哇，人家尊重他，他还骄傲一堂。哇，把自己高傲得不得了。我是撒玛利亚人，不害羞。你是男人向我女人要水你是犹太人向撒玛利亚要水我们是没有什么关系怎么着哇恰杂不
The Samaritan woman scolded Jesus instead
那么耶稣怎么样呢
What did Jesus
耶稣没有生气
He was not angry
如果你知道向你要水的这个人是谁你会向他要水
He said if you knew whom are asking water for
什么意思
You will ask for more
明明是你向我要水为什么说我向你要水
The Samaritan woman was still angry.
耶稣说：“你喝这个水还会口渴，不然你昨天来，为什么今天再来呢？”
Jesus said, "You will still thirst after drinking this water."
但你喝我的水永远不渴。
But you will not thirst when you drink of me.
要水不给你喝，就骄傲讲你的更厉害。你知道这个哑的出流下来的井，你懂不懂？
And the woman said, "This is a Jacob's well."
耶稣就不跟他辩。
But Jesus did not debate.
我告诉你，跟不同程度的人混在一起，要牺牲的。
There is a need to sacrifice when you live with people of different spirituality.
你懂吗？因为坏的人拉着慢的人一同跑，慢的人认为你欺负他，你认为他拖累你，对不对？
When you run together with someone who is slower, both will suffer.
所以快的人跟慢的人一同跑，到底哪一个更苦？你告诉我。
Who will suffer more?
哪一个苦啊？
The fast one or the slow one?
如果你是快的苦，那表示你是比较快的那一种人。
If you say the faster runner suffer, it means you are faster.
如果你说慢的苦，表示你是比较钝的那一种人。
If you say the slower suffer, you are the slower one.
那我这一生呢，很多事情我早就懂了。
In my life, I have known many things.
但是对我的听众，我要在慢条斯理，一目讲，慢慢讲，其实我都懂了，你懂不懂？
But to my congregation, I must speak slowly.
这个叫做忍耐。
This is patience.
做母亲的人
，a mother，
对孩子讲的话，他早就知道了。
Knows all the things you will say to the children.
你知道，你看他不懂，你就发脾气，表示你就不够爱心。
But if you get angry easily, it means you do not have enough
love. 你站在他的角度，喊他一同长进，那你就可以提恤他，你可以扶持他。
But you need to put yourself in other shoes and learn to be with them.
所以你要学。
So need to learn.
跟不同程度的人在一起是要忍耐。
You need patience living with people of different standards.
有一次一些事情做完了，有个人跟我说：“唐牧师啊，跟你跑很辛苦，因为你太快了。”
Once we finish a ministry, and people say, "Dr. Tong, it's so tiring to follow you."
我对他说：“是啊，我很了解。”
I say, "Yes, I understand."
因为我也常常跟不上，我很辛苦。你跟不上谁啊？
And I say, "It's very difficult for me. It's also I cannot catch up."
我说我比你快，所以你很辛苦。但是主比我快，我跟他我也很辛苦。
But the Lord is faster than I am, so it's very tiring for me to follow him.
我们一同来服侍我们的主吧。
Let us all serve him together.
所以呢，当这个撒玛利亚妇人
，this Samaritan woman
讲到一个地步的时候
，when she
给我水喝
，she said, "Give me water."
耶稣没有说不害羞，你现在要我水喝。
Jesus Christ did not say, "Why are you asking for water?"
你先叫你丈夫来。
He said, "First call your husband."
我没有丈夫。
And she said, "I have no husband."
耶稣，你敢说你没有丈夫不害羞啊？你跟人家公司很久了，你以为我不知道？耶稣不这样讲。
Jesus did not laugh at her.
耶稣说什么呢？
And he said,
你这句话是对的，还要称赞他哎。
And praise her.
你的主耶稣多么奇妙！
So、
你说没有丈夫这句话是对的。
He said, "You are right when you say you have no husband."
因为你曾经有过五个都走了，
okay,
你没有。现在有的是跟人家公司的，
and then what you have
是别人的，不是你的。
Other people's husband.
哇，他跟他弄得整个垮下。
And the woman collapsed.
那么这个人说什么呢？
And she said,
就回去对人家说。
She told
them, 来看一个人，
come and
see. 把我一生的事情都讲出来了。
Who told my whole life.
莫非他就是弥赛亚吗？
Is he then the Messiah?
哇，这个女人很可爱。
This lady is wonderful.
因为她一方面凶来凶去，最后一垮就全部认错。
In the end, she repented completely, although she was quite fierce.
马上就把整个的事件跟犹太人盼望的弥赛亚连在一起来讲。
Immediately she linked Jesus with the Messiah.
所以你要忍耐啊。
So need to have patience.
忍耐等候人。
To wait for others.
他们得罪你不要紧。
It's okay if they sin against you.
要等到得罪多，他才悔改。
Because he need to repent after they sin a lot.
他得罪不多，你就生气，他会咒诅你的。
They will curse you when you get angry.
让他欺负，让他跟不上，让他有一天发现，哎呀，他得罪你太多了，他悔改。那个时候你就感觉到得到他好像浪子回头金不换一样的可爱啊。
And you need to receive the person like a prodigal son.
哦，很多人对你不好，为什么？
Why is it that many people are not good to you?
因为你不给他得罪你的机会多一点。
Because you do not give people the chance for them to sin against you.
不能悔改。
And they cannot repent.
有的人轻看人，轻看过分的良心发作，马上悔改。
Some people will turn around when they realize they are too mean to you.
我不知道你懂不懂这几句话的道理啊。
I don't know whether you understand the philosophy.
我有个同学。
I have a friend.
人家介绍你跟那个很色，那个可以做你的太太。哼，我才不要，他嘴巴翘翘的。
Who was introduced girlfriend to him and he said, "No, I don't want this one."
他就骂他的嘴巴。
And said that her mouth is
骂了以后呢
？After that,
那天晚上自己不好意思，一直想为什么我骂人家嘴巴翘着，一直想第二天变成药了。
On the second day, he was remorseful and he went for the girl.
所以世界会变化。
So the world will change.
所以我们就讲到这里，免得变化太大。
We will stop here so that.
以后有机会再给你们解答问题好不好？
Future, 我就把
还没有答的问题，我就全部交给我们的同工。
We will keep the questions.
然后以后再交给我，我们继续回答。
And then we'll collect it for
我们今天就到这里。 下个礼拜有没有啊？